It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
What's News originates in Southeast Florida. We're currently under warnings for heavy rainfall and a possible tornado watch. But other than that, we will be spared a direct hit from Hurricane Ian. The National Hurricane Center is reporting that as of Tuesday morning, Ian is moving over western Cuba as a Category 3 storm with winds at 125 miles per hour. The current track has it hitting the central coast of Florida at around 2 a.m. Thursday. The fear right now is the first direct hit to Tampa Bay since 1921 that could push a 10-foot-plus storm surge into one of the state's most populated and vulnerable areas. Stay safe, everyone. Congress is getting back to work on a stopgap spending bill needed to avert a government shutdown on Friday. But as usual, some things have been added to the continuing resolution that threaten its ability to pass. There's another $12 billion in aid for Ukraine, disaster assistance, including money for Jackson, Mississippi, who's still without decent drinking water, money to help households pay for winter heating, and funding to assist Afghans trying to get settled in the U.S. Plus, Joe Manchin's energy permit reform bill is tacked on to the continuing resolution, and it may not be for long. As for President Biden's request for emergency funds to fight COVID and monkeypox, nothing. But again, this could all change by the time Friday rolls around. Something else that's changed is the inventory of documents seized by the FBI from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago compound. The Justice Department on Monday declared that their list of seized materials from the search of Mar-a-Lago was, quote, full and accurate, despite Trump's claims that they planted evidence. According to the FBI, the agency had only one single business day to complete the first version of the inventory. It was filed a few weeks ago, but has since had more time to review and catalog the list. An FBI agent said the revisions to the new list were minor. Trump's next deadline is Friday, when he must submit to the special master descriptions of any seized items that he claims are missing from the list or items that were included in the inventory that he claimed without evidence that the FBI planted. Of course, between now and Friday, we'll have the next, possibly the last, public hearing prior to the election of the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. That's set for Wednesday afternoon, beginning at 1 Eastern. The committee's keeping the agenda under wraps, but reports are that new video footage of Roger Stone from those Danish filmmakers who were on the scene during the weeks leading up to January 6th will be part of it. The committee is reportedly considering including clips in which Stone predicted violent clashes with left-wing activists and forecast months before the 2020 vote that the president would use armed guards and loyal judges to remain in power. Interesting. Well, running concurrently with the January 6th committee is the DOJ investigation. And today, Tuesday afternoon, jury selection begins for the founder and four other members of the Oath Keepers who allegedly helped organize the January 6th attack. These five are facing a rare Civil War-era charge of seditious conspiracy or conspiring to, quote, overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the U.S. government. Opening arguments could come as soon as Thursday. Now, in addition to the continuing resolution to avoid a government shutdown on Friday, there's other legislation the Democrats want to move before the 117th Congress officially ends at the end of the year. All pending legislation at that time goes away as the 118th Congress convenes on January 3rd. So the Senate Rules Committee will meet Tuesday afternoon to mark up the bipartisan legislation to rewrite the 135-year-old Electoral Count Act. Now, the House passed its own version last week, but the Senate wants some changes, so Amy Klobuchar and Roy Blunt have agreed on a package intended to address concerns raised by election law experts about the original bill. The Senate version, they say, clarifies that an expedited judicial review process for an election certification challenge would not interfere with other election-related court proceedings. And the bill also states that elections may only be extended due to force majeure, catastrophic events, after some legal experts suggested that the term catastrophic event was too broad. This language actually defines what would qualify as a catastrophic event. In other news, Italy has a new prime minister. And if you're not horrified about the results of the election, you're really not paying attention. Italy elected Giorgia Meloni, its first female prime minister, who also happens to be the leader of the ultra-right-wing Brothers of Italy, and the also far-right Matteo Salvini. And the victory was celebrated by Hungarian strongman Viktor Orban and other similarly authoritarian leaders. Yeah, it's not good news. And she's obviously an acolyte of Donald Trump. But unlike her right-wing Italian allies, Meloni has been a staunch defender of Ukraine and an opponent of Russian aggression. She's also pro-NATO. But don't forget, the Brothers of Italy grew out of Mussolini's party. Just saying. So, news out of Russia. I'm not talking about the protests of the draft currently in effect, although those are threatening Putin's stance. But Russia on Monday granted citizenship to former American intelligence contractor Edward Snowden, who fled prosecution after he revealed highly classified U.S. surveillance programs to capture civilian communications and data from around the world. I have to wonder if Snowden becomes a Russian citizen as Moscow is mobilizing reservists to go fight in Ukraine. I wonder where that leaves Edward Snowden. Just asking. And finally, we told you it was going to happen yesterday, and it was a success.
Awaiting visual confirmation.
All right. We got it?
Waiting.
And we have impact.
NASA's Planetary Science Division celebrated Monday evening after a spacecraft intentionally slammed into an asteroid in humanity's first test of planetary defense. After the DART mission successfully moved an asteroid off its course, Lori Glaze said, "We're embarking on a new era of humankind, an era in which we potentially have the capability to protect ourselves from something like a dangerous, hazardous asteroid impact. Now, if we could only protect ourselves against authoritarian presidential wannabes." Just saying. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.